Surah An-Nisa, verses 1 to 10.
Fear opposing your Lord, who has created all of you from a single soul. خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسِ وَاحِدَة. All humankind are from Adam alayhi salam. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And from it, from Adam alayhi salam, from that single soul, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created its mate. From the rib of Adam alayhi salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala began the creation of Hawa. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And then from the pair, he spread countless men and women throughout the earth. So in this part of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the single origin of all human beings, of different race, color. They are all from Adam alayhi salam, meaning they are all equal in being human. And this is about equality of the rights of human beings. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. And you are being told again, fear Allah. Like it is said, اِتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. And you are being told again to fear Allah, with whose name you appeal to one another for your rights. When we have rights that are due to us, and we demand them or we wish them to be fulfilled, we say, fear Allah and give me my rights. So when we regard fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala binding upon others, then that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more necessary for ourselves. So, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah, with whose name you appeal to one another for your rights. And وَالْأَرْحَامِ means وَاتَّقُوا الْأَرْحَامِ, and be specifically fearful of failing in the fulfillment of rights in respect of family ties. Arham, family ties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am Rahman, and I have derived family ties from my name, Rahim, Silatul Rahim, Wattaqul Arham. So Arham, it is derived from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's name, Ar-Rahman. Means it is very, very important in Islam. Wattaqu, inna Allah kana alaykum raqiba. Indeed, Allah is ever watchful over you and your activities. You could be punished for violating his commandments. Ayah number 2. وَآتُوا الْيَتَامَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَلَا تَتَبَدَّلُوا الْخَبِيثَ بِالطَّيِّبِ. And those who have guardianship over orphans, they are being addressed in this ayah, give to the orphans the wealth and possessions that belong to them. Meaning that if you are their guardian, utilize their wealth for their requirements. وَلَا تَتَبَدَّلُوا الْخَبِيثَ بِالطَّيِّبِ. And whilst their wealth is in your care, refrain from substituting what is inferior of yours for what is superior of theirs. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. And do not devour their property, adding it to your own possessions. إِنَّهُ كَانَ حُوبًا كَبِيرًا. Surely this is a great crime. Ayah number 3. Many people had often children in their care, sometimes females, and they wanted to marry them, but they would not want to give them their full dowry. Or sometimes they had the wealth, often girls in their care, and they did not want to release them into marriage to someone else because their wealth would also go. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala deals with this injustice here. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَى. And if you fear that you would not be able to deal justly with orphan girls in respect of their lawful dowries, then do not marry them. فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُم مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ. Then do not marry them, but marry other women of your preference, either 2, 3, or 4, who would be at liberty to seek their full dues. If you have an orphan girl in your care, and you have her wealth also under your control, and you fear you would be unjust to her, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, marry other women of your choice, 2, 3, or 4. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. But if you fear that by having multiple spouses, you would not be just and neglect the fundamental rights of any of them, فَوَاحِدَ, then suffice on one only. أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. And if you would not be able to fulfill one wife's rights, then those slave girls who are legitimately in your possession. If you cannot fulfill the rights of one wife, then you can have relations with a slave girl who is legitimately a slave girl. Like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was gifted Maria Qibtiyah, and he had a child from her, Ibrahim. Maria Qibtiyah was not in the nikah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was a slave girl gifted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَلَّا تَعُولُ. The injunction to suffice on one wife only or a slave girl is more likely to keep you from committing injustice. Ayah number 4, about the dowry of women. وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلًا. And give wives their dowry wholeheartedly, happily. فَإِنْ طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ. But if they willingly and on their own accord remit any part of it or all of it to you, فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيئًا مَرِيئًا. Then you may utilize it delightfully and joyously. حَلَال and طَيِّب. Ayah number 5, about the wealth of and the possessions of the orphan, when should it be given to them? وَلَا تُؤْتُ السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمْ أَلَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا. Sufaha means when the orphan child is of feeble mind, he is not really wise and intelligent. And if the orphan attains physical maturity, which requires you to hand over their wealth and property to them, then do not give those who are of immature minds your wealth. Their wealth means their wealth, which you have been protecting, which Allah has made a means of support for all of you. أَلَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا. وَرَزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا. But provide them from it and clothe them from it. وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. And speak to them with fairness, by reminding them that their wealth is actually theirs, which is being temporarily withheld for their interests and which would be made over to them when they are a bit more sensible. Ayah number 6, وَابْتَلُوا الْيَتَامَى. And since it is necessary to determine intelligence and sensibility, وَابْتَلُوا الْيَتَامَى. Test the orphans in this regard prior to them attaining puberty by allowing them to conduct business transactions, doing so until they reach the age of marriage, حَتَّى بَلَغُوا النِّكَاحِ. فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا. Then if you perceive sensibility and rectitude, hand over their property to them, otherwise not. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوهَا إِسْرَافًا. Do not consume it by wasteful spending. وَبِدَارًا أَنْ يَكْبَرُوا. Or hastily before they become of age, whereafter it would have to be handed over to them. As for benefiting from the orphan's wealth, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ كَانَ غَنِيًّا. If a guardian is affluent, let him abstain altogether. فَلْيَسْتَعْفِفْ. وَمَنْ كَانَ فَقِيرًا. And if he is poor, let him utilize for himself what is just and fair. فَإِذَا دَفَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. And when you hand over their property to them, فَأَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِمْ. Have witnesses present so that disputes can be averted. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا. And ultimately Allah is sufficient as a reckoner to know what was going on and to take you to account accordingly. لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ. Normally in Jahiliyyah, inheritance was only for men, baligh men. Little children, women would not be given anything from there. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ. For males, young or old, is a stipulated share from what their parents and very close relatives leave behind. وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ. And for females, young or old, is a share from what parents and very close relatives leave behind. مِمَّا قَلَّ مِنْهُ أَوْ كَثُرْ. Whether it is little or much. نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا. This share is categorically ordained by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَإِذَا حَضَرَ الْقِسْمَةَ أُولُو الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. Ayah number 8. If the distribution is attended by other distant, non-inheriting relatives, orphans and needy people who hope to receive something from it, فَارْزُقُوهُمْ مِنْهُ وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. Then provide for them out of it, there's a note to read on that, from the share of those who are physically mature, and speak words of kindness to them. وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ. And in the case of orphans, those who are concerned about the fate of their own helpless children, should they die and leave them behind, they should show the same concern for orphans. فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So let them bear this in mind and fear violation of the commandments of Allah. وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And let them say to the orphans only that which is just and correct. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا. Indeed, those who consume the wealth and possessions of orphans oppressively are actually swallowing fire into their bellies, as this will be the outcome of this unlawful consumption, and their fate is not too far away. وَسَيَسْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا. As they will soon burn in the blazing fire and reach the punishment which they are threatened with. This is the summary of this ruku. A lot of explanation, but we try to simplify it with the explanatory translation. Inshallah, we'll do the tilawat of this ruku. Jazakumullah khairan.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وآتوا اليتامى أموالهم ولا تتبدلوا الخبيث بالطيب ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلى أموالكم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا وإن خفتم ألا تقسطوا في اليتامى فانكحوا ما طاب لكم من النساء مثنى وثلاث ورباع فإن خفتم ألا تعدلوا فواحدة أو ما ملكت أيمانكم ذلك أدنى ألا تعولوا وآتوا النساء صدقاتهن نحلة فإن طبن لكم عن شيء منه نفسا فكلوه هنيئا مريئا ولا تؤتوا السفهاء أموالكم التي جعل الله لكم قياما وارزقوهم فيها واكسوهم وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا وابتلوا اليتامى حتى إذا بلغوا النكاح فإن آنستم منهم رشدا فادفعوا إليهم أموالهم ولا تأكلوها إسرافا وبدارا أن يكبروا ومن كان غنيا فليستعفف ومن كان فقيرا فليأكل بالمعروف فإذا دفعتم إليهم أموالهم فأشهدوا عليهم وكفى بالله حسيبا للرجال نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون وللنساء نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون مما قل منه أو كثر نصيبا مفروضا وإذا حضر القسمة أولو القربى واليتامى والمساكين فارزقوهم منه وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا وليخشى الذين لو تركوا من خلفهم ذرية ضعافا خافوا عليهم فليتقوا الله وليقولوا قولا سديدا إن الذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ.